This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday. It's really not, but we're going to pretend it is, and we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at Venom. The movie is out, and I finally got to go see it. That's why we're late. It's because I was going to do a review, you know. I saw it today, did a matinee, and I enjoyed it. I really did. I don't know what movie the critics saw, but it's a delightful movie, and we're going to kind of go into some stuff all about it. Now, that being said, we are going to go into some spoilers. So, spoiler warning, you have 3, 2, 1. Okay, that was your chance. Hopefully you either paused and watched the movie and came back, you've already seen it, or you just don't care about spoilers. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed this movie. Tom Hardy is awesome, you know, as Eddie Brock / Venom. He does a really great job. He's probably the standout of this movie. As a whole, this movie felt very Marvel-esque. You know, it was the first Sony side collaboration between Sony and Marvel. You know, the Marvel side, we had Spider-Man Homecoming. But this is the first Sony side of it. And it is great. It really is. It has a lot of action. It has just enough jokes. Even has some dark jokes. So that kind of sets it off from the normal Marvel movies, but there are times that you chuckle and stuff. It's a little slow going. It's really, like, the opening act is a little slow, I will say that, but once Eddie actually gets the Venom suit, and that's when the movie really picks up and gets going. But, you know, for the sake of character development and stuff, I realize, you know, they have to do that. Even if it's with the creepy way Riot... So, Riot is the evil symbiote that escapes in the opening scene and makes his way to San Francisco. And he takes over bodies along the way, like this little lady, this little girl, and everything before finally, when he arrives in San Francisco... I almost said New York. In San Francisco, he bonds with Carlton Drake, who is the human villain of the movie. And it's really, really interesting the way they play it out. They do a couple of things with Venom's character that I'm not familiar with. You know, he talks to Eddie about how on his home world he was kind of a loser, just like Eddie's a loser, and that's why they belong together and that's why they get along so well. But overall, I mean, the complaint I have is when he does start to use the Venom powers and stuff, when they show up to get the suit back, he goes on this motorcycle chase scene that goes on a little too long. You know, it just feels like it lasts just a couple of minutes too long. There's, because they do drone chase and car chase and this chase and that chase, and yeah, they drug a little long. But other than that, like I said, phenomenal movie. There's all sorts of great little nods and winks to the creators. His fiance, well, ends up, they break up, but Anne, she works for McFarlane and what? No, it's Michelinie and McFarlane, the people who created Spawn. Eddie Brock's apartments are called the what are they called? The Schumer apartments? No, that's not right. I didn't take notes. I'm sorry. Schuler. Because remember yesterday we talked about Randy Schuler was the guy from Illinois who suggested the black suit. That's, and so they give homage to that. The Stan Lee cameo is at the very end, but it's really good. And yeah, all the actors in it are, they do a great job. Michelle Williams as Anne, we even get some Bride of Venom stuff that's pretty cool. And if you remember what we talked about on Wednesday's episode, you know, she has a pretty big history with the symbiote and Venom and everything. And so, yeah, it's really good. Riz Ahmed, who is Carlton Drake, is awesome. Like, probably up there with Loki and Zemo in my book. Probably not as good as Loki, but I'd put him about on par with Zemo. He's really good at, you know, just being manipulative and playing, you know, talking down to people, but still winning them over in a weird way. It's hard to describe, but yeah, he does a phenomenal job. I mean, it's not just Tom Hardy. Like I said, Tom Hardy is amazing, but the whole crew and cast on this did really, really well. There's even like this homeless lady who ends up playing a fairly big role. She was really good. Then the doctor that ends up helping him and gets him into the Life Foundation, the clinic and stuff, she was really good. Jenny Slate is her name. She was, and you'd recognize her. She's been in a whole lot of mostly comedies and things and voice acting, but she's really fun in this. I mean, I don't want to say fun because she dies a really gruesome death, but she does a really good job of playing this, you know, on the fence scientist, you know, and wondering if they're doing the right thing, if they're not, you know, the ethics of it. The CG is actually really good. There's a lot, you know, you have this giant spider looking guy with a huge tongue eating people and stuff, and they do a all right job with it. I hope the DVD release, Blu-ray release, whatever you want to call it, has the R-rated version, because I would be really, really curious to see what that looks like and how that plays out. But yeah, it's just a really solid movie. Go see it. There's two credit scenes, if we're going to go ahead and get into super spoilers. One of them, you kind of need, I mean, everybody knew Woody Harrelson was in this movie. Well, you go through the whole movie and Woody Harrelson's not in this movie. And you get to it, because the last scene of the movie, Eddie Brock talks about how he scored this interview of a lifetime. And he goes to, I think it's San Quentin, and Woody Harrelson's there with this big, kind of goofy hair. It almost looks like clown hair, and it's Cletus Cassidy. And he even has a nice little line of, you know, when he gets out, it will be carnage. Well, that's setting you up for the sequel right there, which would be great. Anybody who thinks Woody Harrelson's too funny to play a serial killer, go watch Natural Born Killers, because he is psycho in that movie. The end scene, get up and leave before you watch it. It's, so we were watching the credits, and like one of the last things in the credits was the music, and the soundtrack on this thing is amazing. You know, we've been using Eminem's song as our outro all week, but the last song enlisted was music from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And I was like, oh, that's cool that they're using something that's not even out yet to lay foundation. Well, no, the last scene is like a 4 or 5 minute clip from Into the Spider-Verse that, I don't know, now when I watch Into the Spider-Verse, I'm going to be kind of bummed, because I've already seen this chunk of the movie, and it's a fairly important chunk of the movie. So after you meet Cletus Cassidy, get up and leave, and come back here and let us know what you thought about it. Did you love it? Did you hate it? Are the critics right? Because the critics are bashing it, but the people love it, and it is a delightful, enjoyable movie, like I have said. Let me know what you think about it. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just let us know. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to go more in depth, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Chased it with straight liquor, then bathed in it, then drank till I faint and awake with a headache, and I take anything in rectangle and a shape that I wait to face the demons I'm bonded to, because they're chasing me, but I'm part of you, so escaping me is impossible. I latch on to you like a